It's the Book of the Week.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday. It's Book Club Day. Welcome to the Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club with me, Magic Matt. And I've got a good, exciting book club for you today. I've got Nick Morrish in the studio with me. And good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Matt.
And he's going to be chatting to Karen Williams, who is a book mentor. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, Matt.
So, if you've got an idea for a book, particularly a non-fiction book, she's the person to chat to, because, she knows lots and lots, and she's got some very useful books that you can buy that helps you get your idea into print. Okay, so can you tell me a bit about yourself, Karen?
Well, I have lived in Portsmouth most of my life. I'm an author. I've written 10 books of my own and a book mentor, and I've been doing the book mentoring now for the last 11 years.
Goodness.
So typically I work with people who have got a non-fiction book or memoir, and I take them through the whole process. So most people come to me with an idea and they've got no idea where to start or what to do with it. And then I help them to turn it into a book. Simple as that.
Well, you make it sound simple, but
it's not as simple as that.
And you've got 10 books out already.
I have. So I started writing in 2009, wrote my first book as a bit of an accident, really. I decided, obviously back then, it's before social media is like it is now. I had a good idea and I thought, why not turn it into a book? So I did. Learned the hard way. 18 months later, the book was published. And I said, never again. And what happens to many people, they say never again the next year I was writing. So I've written all sorts, from my own personal story through to Book Marketing Made Simple. That came out 18 months ago, the second edition. So I've written all about business and books, really, for the last, 16 years.
And did the mentoring come before or after the books?
It came after the books. I was writing my third book at the time, and I had quite a few of my clients say to me, Karen, you've written a couple of books, how did you do it? And I'd forgotten all the pain, the horrible stuff that you go through when you're writing, in terms of your inner critic and going round and round in circles and really not knowing what to do with the information. And I thought it was easy, and they said, no, it's not. And I started to develop my own process, and that's how the book mentoring came about. So I've been doing that since 2014. And I work with people, as I said, writing memoir-style books and how-to self-help books on all sorts of topics, from payroll through to leadership, business, email marketing, you name it. I've probably worked with a client who's writing that type of book.
Right, and these are writers or business people from all over the place? And
all over the world, yeah. I've worked with people from US, Australia, all over Europe, as long as they're writing a book in English. That's the only thing, because I've got a lovely German client at the moment, and I know about three words of German, so, you know.
I mean, you've obviously picked up a lot of tips along the way with writing your own books and with mentoring other people. Any you'd like to share? What's your biggest lesson from all of this?
I think my biggest lesson is to get really clear on the idea before you get started. There's two types of people in the world. There are planners, there are pantsers. The planners like to, you know, get everything down on paper, but the danger of being a planner is you might never start writing. But if you're a pantser and you go round and round in ideas, you never might get an articulate idea, you know, an idea that kind of feels like it's going to go somewhere. So I think it's being really clear on that idea and not being afraid to actually go and talk to people about what they want to read before you get started. You don't want to write a book that you want to write, but nobody wants to read it. So I think that's important.
Yeah,
I've got loads of tips. That's just one of them.
No, that's a great one. And speaking as a pantser, yes, I know the going round and round in circles thing. At some point, you do have to put a bit of a plan together. And I'm sure it's a bit different with non-fiction from fiction from that regard, but I'm sure you still got to have a same sort of structure.
It's a funny expression, pantser, though.
I haven't heard this until about
2 or 3 weeks back. I first heard pantser, and it's where you write without a plan. You're going by the seat of your pants.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And I'm a planner myself, you know, as you can imagine. You know, I love a good plan. I love a good post-it note. So for another piece of advice, if you're writing a book, get the post-it notes out. Start planning it out on a big bit of paper, on a wall, wherever you want to put it, and then just plan out your ideas and see how they all fit in together.
See, I can't imagine writing a book, particularly a non-fiction book, without having some kind of plan. So would you say that that's something you need far more for non-fiction?
I would say so, because for most of my authors, they're writing a book to complement their business. So they're writing a book that's not... Then yes, they want to sell copies, but they might give it away. But what they're looking for is to maybe get consultancy or coaching or training or something else off the back of their book. So it may lead into a workshop or something like that. So it's a different type of beast, I think. So you need to look at what you're doing already in your business, what you want to do more of, and then how the book actually complements what you're doing already, or what else you might want to do in the future.
Right, so it's not even just a plan for the book, it's actually a plan for the business, and the book is just part of it.
Yeah, it's another marketing tool at the end of the day.
Right, well, let's take a little break there for music, and we'll be right back with Carolyn after this. Welcome back. We're chatting to Karen Williams about mentoring for writing books. And, we were just chatting about the best way to write a book and planning, weren't we?
Yeah, well, I was just wondering how you started this mentoring process. I mean, you've got somebody who's got an idea and, but no idea how to progress with it. How do you start with them? What do you do first?
I think the first thing is actually helping them to look at how the book, as I mentioned earlier, fits into the business. So we really look at what is the message. And sometimes people test the message. So, for example, I've got three books in my mind at the moment that will eventually become book number 11. Before I decide which one I'm going to write, I will probably put a survey out through social media or through my mailing list and just find out what people want to read. So a really great place to start is by just showing up and talking about your ideas, seeing what lands with people, seeing what doesn't land with people, doing a survey or doing some research to find out first. So, I do advise people not to go too far down the line, unless maybe you've got an established business or an established process already, and then it might make it easier. But find out what people want to hear from you. So really start by honing, the idea. What is your vision behind it? What do you want it to give you more of, less of in your business? And then you can start thinking about, okay, so what's it really about? Who's it for? What problem is it solving? And what are people going to get from reading it? I've unpacked quite a lot there, I know.
Yeah,
so as a whole,
absolutely,
it's really starting with the end in mind in terms of where are you going to take the reader? Where are they going to be by the time they've finished reading your book? What do they want next?
And it's quite hard to sort of visualise how, which is chicken and egg, really, whether is somebody going to read the book and then put business the way of the writer, or is it a little bit the other way around, that they already know something about the business and then the book takes the business forward in some way?
Yeah, if I think about some of my clients who have, they might be training already or coaching already in their business, so they know a lot of stuff, but actually the act of writing the book helps them to formulate it into a process or a system that enables them to be more confident in what they do and enables them to sell themselves better. So that's one thing. And some people might already have a process, and through the act of writing the book, they go deeper in and actually do more research and understand why they do what they do in a deeper level. They bring in maybe client stories or other stories to kind of bring it alive a little bit more.
Okay. And is it all businesses, or is it just anybody who's writing a non-fiction book?
Most of my clients are business owners, or they're writing a book to build their business or build their brand. So, they might already have a business, but they're looking to actually build their brand off the business. So if they're already, a successful CEO, for example, and, they're looking to create a brand, they might be writing about their story and the lessons they've learned on the journey. I've been working with a couple of clients doing that type of thing recently, where it's more about the lessons they've learned on their journey. So it's very interesting. I do enjoy what I do.
I suppose there's also the idea of how do you know that what you've got to say is good enough, that other people want to read it. I think while we were chatting off air, you used a term for it, which I think was imposter syndrome, wasn't it?
I went through that with my first book as well. It's like, right. Who wants to read this? Have I got something people want to listen to? And I think most authors, and probably most people, go through it at some stage in terms of we think that, I suppose a lot of the stuff we've done, we might feel is easy. Surely people know this already. And actually they don't. Or we might just start to doubt our ability to write or our ability to do what we do. So there's all sorts of things that people go through, I think, especially when they're writing and they're showing up in the world with something a bit more permanent than maybe a video or a social media post. It's something that someone's going to have on their bookshelf that they're going to be referring back to maybe for the next 5 or 10 years. So you want it to be good, and imposter syndrome can impact that as well, because is it good enough can go. So there's so many different variations, I guess, of imposter syndrome that people might have.
Yeah. And it's so easy to take for granted the knowledge that you've got yourself, and that other people say, "Oh, I didn't know that."
And I think that applies in fiction as well, because you think your experiences are mundane and that you couldn't incorporate them into into an interesting story, but it's amazing when you try that people think, oh, I didn't know that, you know, I didn't know, you know, I couldn't get inside that world before. Now that's you know, opened it up through fiction. You were talking about social media there. Do you spend a lot of time on social media?
I do show up in most places online. I don't spend a lot of time on social media, but it is a consistent part of my marketing. So Book Marketing Made Simple, I did a second edition, as I mentioned, 18 months ago. And one of the things I talk about in that book is about showing up, because if you want to build your business, you want to reach more clients, if you want to promote your book, of course, you need to be out there. It's not just social media, but it's really about how you show up in various platforms. You might use YouTube, you might do blogging, you might do networking, but it is really about showing up so people find you. And I've had all sorts of unusual places that people have found me over the years, but it is through my networks and generally through people who know me and actually being out there and being visible.
Yeah. I think networking seems to have changed quite a lot as well, because I mean when we used to talk about networking and you know, being someone who was an undiagnosed autistic at the time, I didn't realise how much of an issue it was. But networking always used to be go to places, see people face to face, you know, and it was always that visual of going to a meeting, you've got your cheese and wine, you know, all that sort of stereotype. But now it's so much more online, isn't it? It's social media, it's YouTube, it's, was it Blue Sky? And
there's all sorts out there now. I run a monthly online networking now, because we used to do a face-to-face networking in Gunwolf. And obviously the pandemic happened, we pivoted online, ran out of steam for a while because I think there was so much online right at the very beginning of the pandemic.
Yeah.
But last year I brought it back. So first Tuesday of the month we do just an hour online networking, a bit of a breakout room, conversation about a topic related to books. And obviously, you know, doing it online now means that anyone anywhere in the world, as long as it, you know, reaches their, you know, it's a good time zone for them, it's a lovely place to be to connect with other authors.
Yeah. But can you still sit there with your cheese and wine?
It's 12 o'clock at lunchtime, so it might be a bit early for some. Maybe. Normally a cup of coffee. We call it coffee and connect, because it is all about connecting and just pausing, I guess, for an hour with a cup of coffee or whatever you want. It's casual, it's informal. Mm-hmm. There's no kind of formality about it. It's just turn up and have a conversation, so you get to meet other people.
And you're doing that through Zoom, I think.
We do it through Zoom, yeah. I do so much of my work through Zoom, and it's nice to be actually in a studio today rather than doing something online, because so much these days is done through Zoom.
Yeah. So how do you promote that? Do you sort of put the Zoom link out on your Facebook thing and just invite people?
So I've got it on my website, libertas.com. It's on the website, and people can just sign up and join. It's free. So it's very much simple as clicking a button and registering and turning up on the day.
That's libertas.com. I think you better spell that for our listeners.
Yeah. Libro, Libro, TAS on the end.
Right. So libertas.com. Right, so just changing subject for a minute, you've chosen a piece of music for us.
I have indeed.
What have you chosen?
I've chosen Brave, because I think when you do decide to write a book, it is about being brave. Simple as that.
Right, well, here is Brave. Well, welcome back. We're chatting to Karen Williams about mentoring and writing books and all sorts of things. It's been really interesting book club.
Yeah, she brought a very nice book in for us to have a look at.
Book Marketing Made Simple.
So was that your last book?
I originally wrote Book Marketing Made Simple in 2017. And as you can imagine, in the marketing world, things have changed. Produced a second edition in 2023 to update it. And actually writing a second edition was quite hard, because I think it's so much easier writing a book from scratch rather than looking at what you've already written. I thought it would be just a light refresh. I took myself away for a week to write it, which is how I like to write, and it was a massive rewrite.
So have things changed that much in such a short period of time?
With the pandemic, writing a book became so much more popular in terms of people, 2020, they think, oh, I've got a little bit more time, I'm going to write a book. I can't do my business, I can't do my consultancy, my coaching. You know, there was a lot of shift and change in people's style of working. So a lot of people use that time to write a book. From a marketing point of view, I think things have changed as well. You have to be a bit more unique and be quite thoughtful in terms of what you're writing these days. You can't just write anything and just hope it's going to fly. It's got to be something that's got to have a unique angle. But actually, yes, you need to market it so much more differently to when I launched my first book in 2011. You've got social media, you've got networking is online, obviously, as we've just talked about. So much is online these days, and technology's changed as well. You know, and it's changing all the time. You know, the book probably needs to have another update now. Mm. But, you know, you have to draw a line somewhere.
And is the fact that there's been so many books published, I mean, fiction and non-fiction, is that a big problem? Because, you know, quality control's probably not there and for some of them. And getting your book known above the masses, then that's got to be a challenge, I would have thought.
Well, obviously, we've got the dawn of AI as well, haven't we, in terms of that is making a massive impact positively and negatively. So there are definitely pros and cons to it. But I do think these days you've got to have that unique hook, that thing that makes it different. The thing you've got to grab people's attention from the moment they pick up the book, look at the back cover, read the first few lines. But it's got to approach a popular subject in a different way. So if you're writing about, I don't know, team building or something like that, you can't write something similar to what's already been written. You've got to write something that's more unique and something that's maybe got a different spark or different energy behind it.
Yeah. Well, I would say with the AI, though, it's everybody thinks they're an author now, but I think the AI is really good at producing junk food. Whereas, you know, when you're talking about someone who's got real experience and they're writing about their own knowledge, they're more a restaurateur producing fine dining.
Mm. Yeah. So I think the reader can tell, can't they, if something's just been written by AI with no filter, no editing, then...
Yeah, absolutely. When I wrote, when I was updating Book Marketing Made Simple, I did use ChatGPT to help me in terms of, I had a couple of new chapters I wanted to create. So I'm writing a chapter on this, what needs to be in it. And it was almost that sanity check that actually, yes, I've got all of that content, tick, 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 tick. This is what I'm going to be writing about. And then obviously putting my own stamp on it.
Yeah.
I can tell if something's been written by AI. I can tell if something is, you know, it has certain things that I know it does.
Yeah.
But it can be good at, you know, when you're in the idea stage, it can be really good at kind of sifting the ideas and actually being a little bit like a coaching tool, I guess.
Yeah. But it's a tool, and in the hands of an expert, it can produce fantastic stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, in the hands of someone who's never done it before, well, anything could happen, really.
It can do. And going back to Book Marketing Made Simple, really, the whole idea behind that book is to give people ideas of thinking about their book as a marketing tool from day one. So before you launch your book, before you even write your book, you can market it, you can talk to people, you can have conversations. When you launch it, you need a plan, and you also need to keep the momentum going after you've finished writing it and after you've published.
So AI would be a good tool to use in that situation to help you point you in the right direction.
Just
don't use it to write the book for you.
Absolutely. Well said, Matt.
Yeah, well, thanks ever so much for coming in and chatting to us, Karen. It's been fantastic. Really interesting.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've got a few events to tell people about, though, haven't we, Nick?
Yeah, there's a few pack events. The Speak Volumes at the Hideaway is on the 25th of June, 7 o'clock, and it's a lovely little cafe down in Southsea.
It's a great little event, isn't it?
It is.
Come along and meet some Portsmouth authors.
And if you've got a book yourself, or you can read something out to us, and we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, so pop on the Facebook for Portsmouth Authors Collective if you want details about that, or you feel like reading something out, because all the information is there. And I understand Richard Salisbury, who we had in last week, has got his date for his book signing.
He has, at the Leon Solent Bookshop. So he'll be signing Gifts of Anger on the 28th of June, and he's there from 10:30 till 2:30 in the afternoon. So go in, say hi, even if you're not planning to buy a book.
It's a wonderful bookshop. Go and buy books.
Go and buy lots of books.
All the books you can carry, please go and buy lots of books.
And if you're going in the afternoon, take him a coffee. So
yes, go and take him a coffee and buy lots of books.
And buy lots of books, yes.
Well, thanks, Matt. All the time we've got this week, unfortunately. Thanks for joining us for the book club, and we look forward to chatting to you again next week. So until then, keep writing.